Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Nowadays, it's very important for us to know who to trust. Lalo na sa pagbili ng sasakyan. Sobrang daming pwedeng pagbilian, pero iilan lang ang totoong maaasahan. Who doesn't want an easy and convenient car buying process? Who should we trust to get all your car buying needs? AutoDeal has all the answers.
AutoDeal is an all-in-one platform for your car needs. It makes your car buying experience worthy and more convenient. Up to 450 highly rated car dealers nationwide ang pwedeng pagpilian. So what are you waiting for? Simplify your car buying journey and get the best deal at autodeal.com.ph.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hello there, dear listeners. I'm Wincy.
I'm CJ.
And you're listening to
The Telebaba Tapes.
Episode 97.
Yeah.
Crazy Rich Pinoys.
Okay.
So why are we talking about this? So Pod Pals, makwento ko lang. Number one, nag back-to-back screening kami from one week to the next. Netflix's Glass Onion and then Netflix's The Menu.
Yeah.
So medyo masarap siyang back-to-back double feature.
And ako kasi, parang ilagay mo pa yung White Lotus into the mix.
And tsaka ano yun?
The
internship ba yun?
The invitation?
The invitation.
That's like a B-movie. But it was fun.
Oh, oh.
Pero yun, parang overall. Lagay mo pa Triangle of Sadness.
Miss Dolly De Leon.
Oh, lagay mo pa. I think in a way.
Yung una ni Jordan Peele. Nakalimutan ko na yung title.
Get Out.
Oh.
Ilagay mo pa sa. Kasi yung holiday natin, parang Eat the Rich holiday eh.
Tsaka pa dun pa, Parasite pa.
Hindi, we didn't watch Get Out and Parasite nung holiday.
Oh.
Pero no holidays, parang, yun nga.
Oh, oh.
The previously mentioned movies and TV series.
So yun, na-notice ko lang sa fiction and movies and in script writing. Uso ngayon, yung, ang target ngayon, yung mga mayayaman.
Which I think, Parasite sort of
jumpstart. Hindi ba Get Out na una?
Get Out kasi may pagka-racial bias pa eh.
Pero mayaman din, di ba?
Pero racially motivated siya.
Oh.
Yung Parasite kasi.
Tama.
Literal socio-economic lang. Eh.
And also, don't forget din, last year, nauso yung mga founder TV.
I call that the millennial true crimes.
Millennial true crimes.
Ano?
Psycho CEOs, no? A Super Pumped with JGL with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Anna Delvey. Ano yun?
Anna Delvey.
Basta yung Anna Delvey sa Netflix.
Inventing Anna.
Tapos,
meron din pinanood ko sa Disney Plus. The Dropout si Amanda Seyfried.
As Elizabeth Holmes.
So, ganun rin. Medyo Eat the Rich and anti-rich sentiments din. And also, of course, sa panood rin natin, before the pandemic, Crazy Rich Asians. With Chris Aquino. Diba?
But that's not Eat the Rich. That's like Worship the Rich.
Worship the Rich. Oh, ngayon na ngayon weird eh. Nauso yung Crazy Rich Asians. It was successful in Hollywood. It was a blockbuster. Pero ang kasunod nun, mga ganitong movies. So ako nagtaka ko,
pero,
what's happening?
Yung Hollywood take naman on Eat the Rich, mga as in yung, I think kasi pag nilagay mo naman sa yung favorite kong framework ngayon, yung Wheel of Privilege. Yung very rich, yung billionaire Asian.
Medyo novelty pa eh.
Hindi, siya. One less level powerful siya than a white billionaire. Alam mo yun?
Yes, good. Tama, tama.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, yun, anyway. So, also, na-align, I'm writing volume 2 of Tales for a Rainy Season.
Mm.
And, I've had, nakikiuso ako. I wanted to write an Eat the Rich story.
Okay.
So, it's a story about an EA ng mayaman sa Bacolod.
Mm.
This is inspired by Interview with the Vampire Times.
Okay.
Glass Onion nga. So,
oh.
And yung EA, ano siya? Descended siya from mga vampira or aswang. Tapos, naging EA siya. Pero she's a special kind of vampire. Yung tinatawag na Toreador.
Okay.
Yung Toreador is a vampire na lumalakas siya kung
surrounded siya ng maganda.
Oo.
Beauty,
symmetry. Kung malapit siya sa mga paintings, sa mga sculptures, sa magaganda, lumalakas yung life force niya. Pero kung na-expose siya sa pangit, kumihina siya.
Oh no, that's me.
Ayun, so, syempre, wala siyang choice kung hindi magtrabaho sa mayaman kasi sino ba yung mga art collectors, di ba, mga mayayaman.
Oh.
Pero yon sabi ko, I'm excited with this concept. EA na vampira tapos yung ano niya, we get a sneak peek into the lives of the crazy rich Pinoys.
Eh, pero yung hiniraman mo ng monster ay Eastern European.
Yun na nga, research ko pa rin na may vampira rin sa Asia. Asian vampire mythology na hindi natin alam. Na hindi aswang nga, iba pa pala yung vampira sa aswang.
Yeah.
Yung immortality. So anyway, isusulat ko na yung first paragraph nung isang araw. Sabi ko, ay shit, wala akong masyadong alam sa crazy rich Pinoys. Oo. Ang hindi ko nga kilala si Small Laude until sinabi mo sa akin sino siya. So, nag-post ako sa Facebook for research.
Okay.
Lifestyle habits of crazy rich Pinoys. Tapos yun, pumutok. Pumutok. Ang daming sumagot.
May nanggaya nga raw sa Reddit, di ba?
May nanggaya mismo dun sa post ko. Pinost niya 3-4 hours later sa Reddit. Pumutok sa Reddit. /Philippines. /Philippines.
Mm. Tapos?
/Philippines. Tapos, ngayon, magwa 1,500 comments.
So, nairita ka?
Nairita ako. Sinimulan ko
kasi
itong podcast.
Kasi gaya-gaya siya.
Gaya-gaya po tumaya sino man yun. Hindi man ako credit. Del, joke lang. Flattered.
But you know, sometimes people think they can borrow what they've seen from your feed. Like, they can borrow your tweet or they can borrow your thought and make it their own, diba? Tapos especially Reddit yan, tapos anonymous sila. So parang wala talagang accountability for references. But that's a different
topic. Wala man credits to the owner.
Anyway.
And halatang halata kasi marami for nag-message words sa akin, dude, ginaya ka. Kasi sakto yung time ko. Nakasulat sa akin, 17 hours ago. Ito, 14 hours ago.
Gaya-gaya siya talaga.
So whoever you are.
Sana di masarap yung ulam niyo.
Whoever you are, salamat sa'yo. So yun, so Glass Onion, The Menu, and then Tales for a Rainy Season, Volume 2.
Wow! Ni-level mo kay Ryan Johnson.
Ako yung pinaka, wala ako sa kalingkingan nun.
Na-inspire ka.
Na-inspire ako.
Okay. Pero isama mo na dyan White Lotus, I swear. I mean, you haven't seen it.
Haven't seen it.
It's within that realm.
But my crush is there, Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah. Rich
at nakubad siya sa White Lotus.
Yes.
Kita pa ano raw.
Okay, for the miners
who
are listening to us.
Aubrey Plaza's breasts are on display.
Oh my God.
Ne, totoo nga.
O sige, maglalagay na lang tayo ng parental,
Hindi naman na mga bata nakikinig sa atin.
Anyway.
So, definitions muna. Isa lang ah. How crazy rich is crazy rich are we talking? Ito hindi yung we're talking here. Mm. Hindi yung mga managers sa Procter & Gamble or
middle class yun, B yun.
Oo, or hindi yung nanalo lang sa loto. Mm-mm. As in, we're talking crazy rich here.
Mm-mm.
Landed.
The billionaire.
Billionaires, oo.
Billionaires na may multiple major businesses that play in our economy.
Mm.
Yeah, yung mga shipping, energy.
Real estate.
Ano pa ba?
Tsaka interesting kasi.
Medical.
Wala tayong machine dito masyadong discussed. Kasi medyo secret din yung buhay nila.
Eh, tsaka parang...
secretive sila.
Hindi, and I guess they pay a lot for people not to talk about them.
Oh, so anyway, we're gonna read out 3 each na mga sumagot.
Dun sa survey mo.
Sa survey ko. Uh-huh. Sa patulong sa akin sa research ko sa book ko.
Uh-huh.
May mga sumagot na magaganda. So, ito okay. Muna si
Ichi. So wait, ano muna yung prompt mo? What did you ask?
Yun na.
Ano nga?
For research.
Oh.
Lifestyle habits of crazy rich Pinoys.
Okay.
Give examples.
Oh, go. You start. Examples.
Okay. Lifestyle habit number one.
Mm.
Secret sex and drug parties of the mega rich and plain rich people. Ibang extreme parties ng mga mega rich kids. Baha ng cocaine. Wow. Iba pa yung secret doors ng mga clubs. Ah, ito yung mga exit bar, no?
Hindi. Hindi man, ano yun eh.
O, basta yung mga
parang
VIP lounge.
Parang known secret pa yun eh. Oh.
Matindi ang art collection sa mga politicians and businessmen. Lalo na kapag politiko ang bumili dyan, ang i-invest. At di mahahalata kung sa corruption galing.
Di ba nga sabi nila?
So drugs, extreme parties, cocaine,
art,
secret doors sa clubs, exclusive VIP, tapos art collections. Yun.
Nice. Di ba nga, ang conspiracy theory na parang the best money laundering scheme is to buy art.
Bakit? Go. Mas maalam mo yung bundong yan.
Hindi, actually di ko alam. Hindi nga ako nagpa-participate sa fine arts industry or whatever. Maybe they refuse to be called industry. Pero di ba, it's a good venue for money laundering. Because...
untraceable.
Well, untraceable. In the moment bumili ka ng art, ano ka na? Benevolent ka na bigla, di ba? Parang, oy, supports the art. Tapos, any artist na nag... hard work sa kanyang art. Alam mo naman, artist, diba, the moment may bumili, parang, oh my God, someone appreciates my art. Alam mo yun, parang nagmimix yung ego, yung emotions, yung value, money. So, unlike, let's say, very transactional things na, I mean, ako, I work in advertising. Diba, we have contracts eh, diba? Parang itemized per service, diba? Yung art naman, hindi mo magaganon eh. So, hindi mo ma-audit yung art.
Tsaka isa pa, diba? Kung namatay raw yung artist, tumataas yung value nung ano nila.
In a way, parang think of art trading like, ano, malapit siya sa real estate. Like, buy a piece of art, or kunwari, bumili ka ng art ko, binili mo siya for 20,000 pesos.
Tumataas as tumatanda.
Pwede mong pagkalat na, oh, ang galing-galing nitong artist na to. Gusto mo ba, bro, ano, benta ko sa'yo tong painting na to for 50,000? I mean, ganun. Or, kunwari, gusto mong bigyan ako ng some... may corruption involved. Pwedeng art yung... imbes na cash, art yung i-trade mo. Similar to like how NFTs and Bitcoin are traded. Diba? We just assign a monetary value to the piece of art. So therefore, napakadaling venue siya for corruption. Pero, anyway.
Pero itong ano, baha ng cocaine, medyo ano no, ito nga yung the rich man's drug, no?
Feeling ko nga napaka ano eh, napaka cliche na nga nun eh.
Nung cocaine.
Diba anyone ha, parang pag sinabi mo na, sige gawa tayo ng party ng mayaman on film.
Palagi may cocaine.
Cocaine agad yung papakita eh. Oh.
Oh, ikaw, ano yung binasa? Gusto mong basahin?
Okay, yung next sagot sa survey ni Wincy, ito. Once with dirty money, fake CSR projects, NGO, set up in a global tax haven. Oops.
CSR is Corporate Social Responsibility.
That was, ano, term ay global tax havens. Oof! Tunog Switzerland, charing. Secret stash of stolen black market art and antiquities. I told you. Palantir on speed dial. I don't know who's that.
I think it's ano, a data analytics
okay.
Company.
And then, sabi niya, benevolent ones. Through NGOs addressing climate change powered by massive funds managed by the quote-unquote family offices.
Pero interesting dito, may benevolent tsaka...
which I disagree with.
there's no such thing as a benevolent rich person. There's no such thing as a benevolent millionaire, billionaire.
This is me. This is my...
Bill Gates, di ba?
My opinion is informed...
Steve Jobs.
No. My opinions are informed by the books I've read. And inherently, being a billionaire is unethical already. So, feeling ko... Well, sa bagay, meron namang benevolent ghosts tsaka malevolent ghosts, di ba? But either way, ghosts are scary. But I feel yung billionaires, hindi sila benevolent or ano, or malevolent. More like guilty and walang remorse. So the supposedly benevolent ones, sila yung medyo na-open na yung, aware sila sa ano, inequality that their wealth creates.
So guilt trip to. Matinding guilt trip.
Repentant.
Yun. Okay. Yun. Sa akin, pangalawa.
Wait, recording.
Ito, number two, maganda to. And magagamit ko to sa story ko. I know a family who has homes and apartments all over the world. And there is one woman whose job is to fly all over the world and make sure the homes are stocked just the way the family wants it.
Whoa.
Pwedeng main character ko na to. From towels to toilet paper to steaks and snacks to bed sheets and pillows. Everything. She also trains the household help in how the family wants to be served and taken care of. So parang ano, mayordoma, no?
Mm.
Yung tinatawag na mayordoma.
Oh, or butler. Parang si Alfred.
So every house anywhere in the world feels like home. That's her only job.
Whoa.
Parang pwede ko itong trabaho.
What? That's so...
Stressful din, ano?
That's so stressful. Ano ka ba? Parang inventory, getting the...
Parang hotel staff ka?
Oo, parang hotel manager sa White Lotus. Ganun.
Okay. What's yours?
Okay, number two answer from your thread. No, this is like the fourth answer from your thread na hinighlight natin. No TVs and barely see them with any gadgets. Usually comes with nice watch.
Philippatek?
Sinasabi ko, as written ha, feeling ko parang bullet points eh. Though, millionaire versus billionaire.
Oh, ayan. Anong pinagkaibahan?
Mas loud brands usually pag millionaire. Usually subtle na pag billionaire. Great listeners.
Great listeners yung billionaires.
I guess,
no?
Uh-oh. I must admit, I went into this rabbit hole na I don't know if alam mo siya.
Small loudest blog?
No, blogs? Ikaw yun. Ikaw yung nag-rabbit hole. Over the holidays, nag-rabbit hole ako about coded luxury. It's a phrase that got popular over the pandemic. Kasi may TikToker na he talks about luxury. Like luxury brands, history of luxury brands, branding, what kind of people buy those brands, ganyan. Just my coded luxury. And I think that's what this answer kind of tells us about. Coded luxury ay, there are items, like let's say bags or shoes or basta items na walang logo.
Walang logo?
Wala siya logo. Pero pag nakita mo, alam mong yun yun. Tapos alam mo, mahal siya.
Yung LV kasi yung kulay brown na may ano yun.
Alam mo, siya yun. Okay, mayaman ka. I get it.
LV.
May ganun, diba? Like, the logo of... Ang tawag dyan sa aesthetic na yan ay logomania.
Oo nga.
So, yun, I think yun yung millionaire. Yung, look, I have an LV. Look,
Prada.
I have... Technically, Prada is understated kasi isa lang yung logo. Pero, still, part siya ng logomania kasi... It can be any bag with pero yung binabayaran mo dun yung branding ng Prada, diba? But let's see, ano ba yung coded luxury? Bottega Veneta.
Hindi ko na alam yun.
Yun, Bottega Veneta. It really translates to parang basta ano ba yung translation niya? Parang master siyata in Venice. Basta ano siya, leather shop siya sa Venice.
Mm-hmm.
Pero distinct yung design. Pero you don't see any logo in their bags. Pero, kung alam mo kung ano yung design nila, sila lang yung may ganun. So, when you see a Bottega Veneta, you know that it is fucking expensive.
Grabe.
Like, more expensive than Prada or Chanel. Yun. Madami pang ano, marami pang coded luxury like British brands and
na
Italian
hindi natin
brands.
Alam, ano?
Well, pwede mo siya i-research. I don't know if...
I mean, hindi siya yung the usual LV. Really,
sobrang, ano...
Under
sobrang
the radar.
Under the... I think one key indicator ay hindi nag-advertise, walang marketing budget. Yun. Yung mga nag-advertise at nag-marketing budget, yun yung gusto nila ng benta. Yun yung gusto nila mag-appeal to millionaires, diba? Like, sorry, pero... Yung mga vlogs ni Sma Loud, they're very, ano eh, loud. Yung LV, Chanel. Makikita mo naman eh, may certain set of brands that these typical rich people patronize. Yun. Yun.
Okay.
Oh.
Fifth. Ito maganda, to favorite.
Eh, pero last na. Kasi nakita ko sa isang story ni Katrina Razon. Hindi yun loud eh, diba? Pero yung phone case niya may weave. Parang, oh shit, naka Bottega Veneta. Ano siya?
Phone case
ah. Anyway.
Ito favorite ko to.
Oh.
Eating toyo, kamatis, and itlog na pula to live out their poverty cosplay.
I love that term, poverty cosplay.
Ganda,
sorry kasi, hindi, sige, tapusin
ko muna to. They make tusok-tusok the fish balls outside the village. They chop kilos of red onion so that they can cry through their facelifts as they watch the latest poor people documentary. Oh my God, ang ganda. So, medyo totoo eh.
Totoo siya
may
eh.
Obsession sila with ano with the ghettoized reality.
Ano? Ano ba tawag dyan? May pagka-gentrification type of...
Yung poverty cosplay nga.
Or, sorry, tawang-tawa ako kasi I have a personal experience. As in, may friend ako nagkwento sa akin. Meron siyang... I don't know if my friend considers that person a friend. But anyway, may person na in common na kilala namin and nagre-reklamo siya parati na hirap kumuha ng work sa States, blah, 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 blah. Pero, nag-aaral sa States, may apartment siya sa States. Bankroll siya ng parents niya. Parang sinabihan daw siya ng group of friends niya na pwede ba tigilan mo lang pagko-cosplay nung mahirap ka?
Ganda.
Kasi parang ang dami mo reklamo as if ikaw yung poorest of the poor. But excuse me, you spent... No, you didn't spend
Wait,
any...
New York? New York to?
Nasa New York
Hello,
siya.
Hello, kung nasa kanaka-afford siya ng apartment sa New York, mayaman na yun.
Bankrolled nga daw yata ng parents. I mean, I cannot verify
you cannot
this.
Vouch.
This is chismis. Yun, so parang tawan-tawa ako dun sa cosplay ng mayaman. Pero ang dami kasing scene na ganyan sa White Lotus na parang... especially sa season 1 na yung rich white people read about like Marxism or socialism or like
tsaka diba yung ano yun yung sinasabi mo yung mayayaman na yung beg nagbe-beg sila for alms sa mga
hindi
Thailand.
Yun mayaman yun yung ano lang yun like white people lang. Not necessarily rich but white privileged people na they don't need to hindi tulad natin na pag nag-apply ng visa.
Correct.
We have to present bank records na we can afford this trip or like certificate of employment. Sila wala. Punta lang talaga.
Saka feeling ko rin kasi may kahihiyan din sila na and honestly parang meron silang kaya kong kumain ng balot ah. May ganong ano sila effect. Mayaman ako pero kaya kong kumain ng balot. Kaya kong manood ng ano ng Eat Bulaga. Parang ganon.
And that's makes us the same?
Yes,
no. You
ganun.
Still have more money than
True.
Me.
Kaya nga cosplay.
Naalala ko tuloy, may friend ako parang super yaman niya kasi. Tapos, medyo minimake fun siya ng office mates namin. Na parang, ito, tabo. Alam mo ba kung ano yung tabo? Tapos,
pail.
Hindi.
Anong English
saka
yung tabo?
Pay.
Walang English yung tabo.
Dipper, necharing. Hindi ko alam, walang English yung tabo. But, sabi niya, nainis siya. Sabi niya, yeah, I know naman what tabo is. I've seen that in camp. Sabi ko, nagamit namin araw-araw yung tabo. Okay. Ano siya?
Default, camp.
Default
glamping.
Fixture sa mga banyo ng Pilipino yung tabo.
Orokan.
Ikaw nakita mo sa camp. So, kung yaman niya eh.
Last. Number 6 sa'yo.
Okay.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Sabi nila, yung anak nila, nag-UP. Natutong sumakay ng UP ikot. Pero yung Escalade, I guess that's a...
SUV?
It's a brand of a car or like a... ano ba tawag doon? Yung model ng isang car.
It's a military grade vehicle.
Ayun, yung Escalade, sumusunod. Naka-parenthesis, true story. Laging naka-helicopter papuntang Batangas Beach House para iwas traffic. You know, from our...
Immersion ito. No? Excursion.
Wow, sino bang school ang nagpauso ng immersion?
At Arneo.
UP ba?
Arneo.
Ano?
To be one with the madla.
For a week, I will be with the mahirups.
The maralita.
Inamin.
The maralita.
Oh no.
Oh manong, look at the maralita.
Ano, I'm an Atenean. I'm a man for others. You know, I had 1 week in a squatters area. Wow.
Oo, may ganun sa Ateneo.
Papalakpakan ba kita doon?
Immersion. Ako, sa ano ko? Marikina Emergency... Marikina Hospital Emergency Room.
I kind of get that. Kasi, hospital yun eh. May pagkaano siya. Parang, function siya ng
tsaka,
community.
Ano rin
diba?
Kasi ako noon, nalagay ako ron kasi... May first, nag-Red Cross training ako dati. Ako ng Heimlich.
Pero mas kaya ko pa yun.
Pero yung iba nag-janitor, iba pumunta sa bukid.
Oh, tas after?
Manang, the maralita. Look at the maralita.
Oh, parang, yeah, I know how poor people live kasi I've been there once, one week.
I'm a man for others.
to
the maralita.
Ay na, cringe.
To the kapuspalod. Anyway. God, I hate Ateneo. I super cringe. Hate Ateneo. Anyway.
Yeah, but I mean, okay. Just, baka magalit na yung Ateneo sa atin.
Eh, alam na naman nila. Dati ko pang hate ang Ateneo.
Hindi, baka naman yung thought nun is, dapat sana hindi siya ginagamit na token or validation na may social awareness ka. But dapat step one yun, di ba? Na since you're in a privilege, nakita mo yung buhay ng less privilege, dapat na-alter na nun yung views mo na wherever you go, kunwari mapunta ka man public administration or private institution, iisipin mo yung experience na yun to improve that, diba? Hindi yung parang badge siya na...
Oh, nagiging badge nga siya.
I know what Maralita is.
Although, yung mga anak ng politicians, tinitrina sila from a young age.
Iba
yung
naman
kumain
yun.
Ng ano, kumain ng gamit yung kamay.
Iba naman yun. Ano yun? Performative yun.
Hindi na cosplay, no? Career na yun.
Career yun. Performance yun. Diba? Oh.
Okay, before we proceed, may naalala lang akong kwento. Dun sa immersions nga sa Ateneo. Ito, medyo notorious to sa circles namin. So,
circles natin?
Ko.
Okay.
May na-volunteer sa, hindi ko to batch ah. Ibang batch.
Okay.
May immersion tapos, napunta, girl to. Napunta siya sa bukid. Kabukiran. Tapos, di tumira sila with the farmers.
Sa bukid, walang grabe. Papel. Ano?
Andala niyang maleta.
Ano?
LV. Tatawid sila ng ilog. Tapos hanggang palayan. Tapos yung nasa ilog pa lang, umiiyak na raw siya, yung girl. Tapos dadaan nga sa palayan. Eh medyo mahal yung dala niyang sapatos. Alam mo yung ginawa. Yung dalawang member yata ng basketball team or ng some athletic team nandun. binuhat siya habang umiiyak. Doon sa palayan.
That's so embarrassing.
Ay, nagpabuhat siya.
Yan yung times na dapat mag-cosplay kung mahirap.
Hindi, fireman scary siya. Alam yung fireman scary.
Oo nga, pero bobo naman. Sorry. Kasi, ano ba yung surprise? Di ba hindi naman ina-announce naman.
Parang
nanonood
tayo
eh.
Ng ano yun? Reality show? Amazing Race? No?
Pero ina-announce naman sa inyo, di ba, kung saan kayo pupunta?
Pero grabe nagpabuhat dun sa athletic team, no?
Anyway. Oh.
So, my question next.
Okay, so now we'll discuss.
Hindi, ito.
Ano?
Have you had personal experiences with Crazy Rich Pinoy? Site one each tayo. Yung direct contact natin with them. Ikaw, sa art world, sa advertising world?
Hindi naman ako nga sa art world kasi hindi naman ako part nun.
Hindi, nung pro-milkid days mo.
I guess I'm too young for that. But I guess isa yan sa tinatry ko i-forget eh. As a child painter. Parang siya, memory siya na alam mo yung kinalimutan mo siya. Kasi for me, painful to hear as a child, people discussing the value of your art.
True.
Like how much we can sell this.
Sa harap mo.
Oh, I mean, I don't think deliberately na lang ginawa sa harap ko. Pero naalala ko, exhibit ko yun. Tapos naririnig ko yung mga tao na parang, oh, magkano kaya resale value nito? So I guess, hindi ko siya, unresolved issue siya sa akin. And maybe I should see a shrink about this. And maybe that's the reason I have so many excuses why I don't paint.
Internalized capitalism.
Na parang ayokong...
Pinirahan yung talent.
Or parang I want to protect myself from people randomly measuring how
good you are.
Good I am or the worth of what I put out there. Parang mas masaya pa ako going to Comic Cons and people happily paying 50 pesos for my postcards than billionaires regarding my art as things or stock. Ano ba? Yung parang...
Investments
they can trade. Parang it doesn't sit well with me. Anyway. But I don't think I've met a billionaire na todo kasi. Parang sila eh. Talagang mysterious sila eh. Alam mo yun yung rarely mo. Especially with my job na nag-present kami sa big bosses, sa corporations. Parang so far, wala pa naman. Siguro, hindi ko pwede sabihin yung brand eh, pero family-owned brand siya ng deli products. And I would assume parang scary sila. Kasi politically, ayan na yung mga hint sa deli products na may affiliation with political. No, and anyway, you'd expect parang they're gonna be scary or tough. Sila yung one of the experiences na pagkapakita namin nung edit sa kanila, sabi na, wow, ang ganda, okay na yan. Parang, wow, may taste sila, tapos mabilis sila kausap, and mabilis sila magbayad. I guess yun yung experience ko. But my bosses used to tell me, like, 80s, as in nung stories nung 80s, na as in they would papatawag daw sila during a Sunday, tapos, kasi yun lang daw yung time ng billionaire boss. Tapos pupunta sila sa parang clubhouse. Tapos yung boss ko, dala-dala niya yung mga storyboards. Tapos, alam mo yun, nakaluhod daw siya sa edge ng swimming pool. Nagpe-present.
Oh my God.
Kasi, yung billionaire, nagsiswimming siya.
80s billionaire to?
Oo.
Oh. Yung ito yung may orange juice, tapos may bimpo?
Like, hindi man siya umahon eh. Nagsiswimming daw talaga at nagpe-present siya.
Ang cliche yun, yung swimming pool parang 80s mayaman, no?
Clubhouse nga. Ah, yun, parang sports, and alam mo yun?
Sports club, country
sports club. Sports club, country club. So ako parang, sabi ng boss ko, ayan, hindi nyo na ginagawa yan ngayon.
Zoom na ngayon.
Oo, isipin nyo kung ginagawa nyo pa yan ngayon.
So anyway, those are our personal experiences. Also, madalas ako, alam mo naman, madalas ako pumuntang art fair.
Oh.
Art Fair Philippines. And pupunta ulit ako this Feb.
Okay.
Doon ko nakita yung mga, oh my God.
Ano?
Ang mga art collectors na milyonaryo.
Ano?
Para silang may sarili silang special day sa umpisa na bibili na sila.
Ah, yung parang...
auctions.
Hindi, parang, kumbaga, privileged. First dibs.
Tapos, may makikita ka ng sticker dun sa painting.
Ayun nga.
Pagpunta ng mga estudyante, tsaka ng mga ano.
Pero
normal people.
But that kind of makes sense. Kasi...
ay, pupunta ba sila ron eh? Ang gulo-gulo sa art fair, ang daming tao, di ba?
Hindi, tsaka nakaka-up din ng value yun, di ba? Ay, uy, may bumili nung. Ganon.
Basta yung sticker. May makikita kang sticker na rin. Pero hindi mo na, alam mo na sinong bumili nun. Hindi na nakasulat, bought by ganyan.
Hindi, ano lang yun. Ibig sabihin lang nun, sold.
Oo, ayaw nila siyempre malaman yung...
yes. Anyway.
Anyway, yun. Next question.
Mm.
Ito, juicy to. What do you think is the psychology behind Crazy Rich Pinoys? How can one not be guilty of such lavish lifestyles, considering a lot of Filipinos are starving and live in squatters areas?
No, I think they should be guilty.
Ne, psychology muna.
Hindi, tinanong mo kasi one, how can one be not guilty? No, I think super you guilty. Should be guilty.
Correct.
You should reassess.
And the fact na these mansions, these lifestyles exist nga katabi ng mga squatter areas, 'di ba? Tapos mga ano, malalabas ka lang ng village, ayun na 'yun eh, yung village, 'di ba? Ang daming may libro si Paulo Alcazarren, 'di ba?
May ano 'yan, urban analysis.
Okay, kung ano, share it.
Hey, ikaw na, sabi mo yung nasa libro ni Paulo Alcazar.
Yung village na tinatawag, doon nakatira yung mga servants, drivers, reyes, yung family sila. Para i-service na malapit yung mga exclusive gated villages.
So, kumbaga, symbiotic yung ano, yung existence nila na kaya may village kasi may village. Diba?
Kaya may squatters area kasi may mayaman.
Oo. Diba? And I think kasi, I mean, in terms of urbanization din, diba? If nasa center, yung fact, yung existence sa Maynila, diba? Parang yung cliche theory na yung mga taga-ibang regions, gusto nilang pumunta sa Manila kasi nandun yung kabuhayan.
Pera.
Diba? Pero pagdating nila dito, congested, ang mahal ng renta, walang space, ganun.
Manila sa kukunaliwanag, diba?
Pero kasi, in a way, kung ikaw yung nasa ibang region, kung mapapanood mo nga naman si Small Loud eh, na ay, ganun pala sa Maynila.
True.
Diba? And even our teleseries na diba parang pupunta akong Maynila para ako ay umasenso. Alam mo yun, yung parang propaganda din siya eh.
Ng media.
Gusto din nating mag-aspire yung mga tao pumuntang Maynila. So,
also, lack of jobs sa probinsya.
Isa pa yun.
Lack of development also.
Isa pa yun na parang, I guess kasi yung system din dun, may inequality din, diba? The people in power just enjoy the power on their own sa pamilya nila, diba? Yung mga nasa isang probinsya, yung leader dun, kukurakutin yung budget, papadala nila yung mga anak nila sa
Harvard,
sa Oxford,
Yale, Brown.
Aral-aral sila sa London, ganyan.
NYFA.
Oo, ganon. So, ayan ang mangyayari. Inequality as fuck talaga. As in, inequality. But to answer your question, ano yung psychology? This constant statement sums it up.
Go.
Yung God is good. God is providing it. Thank God for providing us with this riches.
Prosperity gospel.
Hindi, as in talagang minamask nila yung...
God willed this.
Oo, God willed
mana
this.
Mana namin.
Hinayaan itong mangyari ni Lord. Therefore, we deserve this.
Pero yun na nga, no, yung Catholicism natin dito sa Pilipinas is tied to being rich, pansinin.
Of course, the richer, the more religious.
Oo, totoo. Parang Italy rin. Yung mafia, di ba?
Oh.
Very religious.
Oo. So, syempre, okay, disclaimer pod pals. Of course, nagsuspew kami minsan ng sweeping generalizations.
Kasi diba? Meron na naman maralita na Catholics.
Mga opium deboto. Of the masses nga din.
Deboto
daw.
Sa ano? Deboto. Sa Black Nazarene. Hindi naman siguro super yaman yung mga yun.
Iba naman yung psychology nun. Yung psychology nun, yung ang
magical thinking na.
Hindi, yung parang may mundo na sa kabilang buhay, mas maganda yung world.
May mayaman sila sa si Bill Gates sila sa heaven.
Iba din yun eh.
Oo.
Anyway, going back, I think the psychology is, ayun nga, yun yung parang this, I won't have this if I don't deserve this. I think ganun siya. That's the story they chose to tell themselves.
So they can go to sleep.
Na parang, if the universe allows this to happen to me without repercussions, di ba? Hindi ako nahuhuli, or I can control yung magpa-persecute sa akin, I may be deserving of this. I think ganun.
Tsaka meron din yung ano no, chosen one narrative. Ako yung pinili para tumulong sa mahihirap.
Joy. Ito ba?
Diba? Woo! Pero ako naman, to answer the question, yung psychology nila, feeling ko, it's all on appetite. Voracious yung appetite nila for experiences and luxuries.
Eh, di ba yun yung kwento mo sila. Sa ano, yung story ng Wolf of Wall Street.
Oo. Some like really to live large.
And especially if you are born in that, edi instantly, malaki na nga yung appetite mo.
Ano yun? So ito tanong ko, being a crazy rich Pinoy, has that ever been a dream of yours? Yung totoo.
Ikaw muna.
Ako hindi. Eh, sinabi ko naman sa past episodes, di ba, I want a really small life. Ang panaginip ko nga is to be middle class in a first world nation.
Mm-hmm.
Yung pantay lahat, nagtitrain lahat, kaya lahat mag-grocery. Pero wishful thinking yan.
Pero parang ang dami na ding studies nagde-debunk nun eh. Na yung middle class and first world nations usually are the dominant culture. Like,
America.
Hindi, like, yung mga UK. Middle class na maganda yung, na maayos yung buhay, most likely, hindi sila immigrant families, hindi sila persons of color.
And exploitative sila of third world nations.
Oh, so I mean, nagigets ko yung dream mo kasi dream ko din yan dati. Pero parang ang dami ng bagong studies na maybe the lives of middle class people in first world countries are that great because they live off us.
Tama.
Third world countries na, I mean, mataas yung inequality.
Yung mga may colonies.
Oo. So parang, well ako, admittedly, yung bata ako, gusto ko yumaman.
Nothing wrong with that.
As in, gusto ko yumaman. As in, I would have drawings of ano itsura ng bahay namin, anong itsura ng...
swimming pool.
Kula. Ano itsura ng kotse na... As in, ang dream ko noon, pag yumaman ako, may kotse yung parents ko, may kotse yung kapatid ko, yung
Porsche.
Ganun. As in, hindi, as in, ano, hindi, syempre, SUV nun. Parang yun yung idea ko fit eh. Like, that commercial SUVs, hindi ako brand conscious, but I kind of want a big house with, nakasya kaming lahat. Alam mo yun, yung typical, na nakikita mo sa brochure ng mga
Camellia
real estate.
Homes.
Oo, yung, minsan the drawing ko pa yung floor plan, ganyan. So,
pero ang tanong ko now, ngayon na 35 years old ka na.
Ako gusto kong magkaroon ng enough money so you
just
are
comfortable. Just rich, not crazy rich.
Oo, kasi the fact na crazy rich, parang feeling ko may crazy poor nga sa tabi mo eh. Yun, so.
Sakto lang, sakto rich.
Ethical rich, pwede ba yun?
Pwede naman. Oh.
Yun, so rich enough na wala akong.
Wala kang utang.
Inaapi. Wala akong.
Makakapag-hospital ka.
Oh,
kung kailangan
like,
mo.
Comfortable. I
nakakakain
guess.
Ka 3 times a day.
Or ito, parang bago kong thought, rich ako enough or I have enough money that I will not fear if
mabasag yung iPhone
mawawalan
mo.
Mawawalan akong work.
Get.
Yung ganon. Yung
kung knock on wood, mag-close down yung business, di ba?
Ganon. Or yung hindi ako masyadong matatakot na alam mo yun.
Pero dapat maano ka rin nun. Malakas ka mag-ipon nun.
Oo. Eh wala
pwede
pa
rin naman ganun. Pero gastador ka.
Oo. Pero hindi ko to sinasabi dahil ungrateful ako sa company. Ah. Like more of...
Gets.
Alam mo yun.
Job security, money, financial security.
Oo. Yun. Anyway.
So ito. Ito na. Ito yung Rutger Bregman part natin.
My favorite author.
Is the goal of being crazy rich still sustainable nowadays? Or better yet, is being a billionaire Pinoy, still ethical?
I guess the answer is very obvious.
No. Yes or no? Yes or no. No lang?
No.
Why?
Precisely what we have been talking about kanina pa. Yung existence ng billionaires, ibig sabihin nun, may flip side yun, may existence ng ultra...
kahirapan.
Mahirap, diba?
Crazy rich poor.
Oo. So,
agree.
Kumbaga, parang anong... Ano siya eh, parang... Ano ba tawag dyan? Law of... Yung balance,
equality.
Yun eh, diba? Oo, equality siya eh. So,
income distribution and equality.
Oo. So, ideally, diba, parang... alam ko namang unachievable yung pantay-pantay tayo. Pero sana yung gap, hindi ganun kawain.
Unachievable talaga yung lahat tayo, Mark Zuckerberg. Hindi kaya kawawa yung animals at yung planet.
Oo, mahirap naman kasi yun. I think rin kasi dalawang nagtatalong value natin as human beings ay we love growth. Diba?
Totoo.
Laging yan eh. Pag evaluation mo, diba?
Parang, did I improve?
Lumaki
ba sweldo ko?
Oo. Sales growth. Up to what?
How much
size
can you grow?
How much can you grow? How much sales can you generate? When is it enough? So feeling ko, counterproductive kasi yung desire for constant or exponential growth and sustainability. Diba? Parang kailangan balance din yung ambitions natin for growth. Tsaka, it puzzles me na parang let's have more growth. We need more growth. What does that mean? It's not enough?
Kumbaga, it becomes excessive na eh. Itong episode na to naman kino-question lang natin talaga yung excessiveness ng lifestyles.
Eh, tama ka appetite. Parang sige, ibalik natin sa the menu.
Yun na nga, iba yung appetite mo. At iba yung appetite mo, tsaka iba yung appetite ng crazy rich Pinoys.
Na, ibalik nga natin sa, since we're talking about food analogies.
Slowik, si Slowik, Chef Slowik.
Yung sabi nga ni Chef Slowik, yung food, in essence, kakain ka kasi nagugutom ka.
Yes.
Diba? And napipikon siya dun sa mga serving crazy rich people because they don't eat because they're hungry. Diba? They eat because they want something else. Like, they want
status.
Dazzled. They want to know more. So, parang, hanggang saan kita isa-serve? Yun yung point niya. Hanggang...
Tsaka yung the reason why yung character ni Anya Taylor-Joy was a final girl. Mm-hmm. Kasi umorder siya dahil gutom siya. Umorder siya ng cheeseburger dahil gutom siya. Umorder siya ng cheeseburger dahil gutom siya.
Tsaka clear yung, parang kung service industry ka nga, very clear yung goal for her kind of customer. I will cook for you because you are hungry.
You're hungry, basics.
Tapos, ito, parang I will cook for you because what? You want to know my story? You want to know, you want me to perform for you? You want to, gusto mo kainin yung ano, yung hard work nung ano yun, yung scallop, ano?
Uh-oh.
Harvester. You wanna eat the biome? Ano yun? Yung,
the this, biome.
The thalassic biome of it. Or like,
oh
what the hell?
Ano ba isang mouthfeel?
So
sak, magandang ending mo na appetite. We ended with the word appetite. Kasi nagsimula tayo with the menu, di ba?
Oh, kasi parang, oh nga, appetite for growth siya eh. Na parang, how do you know if you're fulfilled. How do you know if busog ka na? Diba?
Nasiraan ka na ba ng kotse sa daan? Stress! Sira na nga ang kotse mo. Sira pa ang araw mo. Don't let this happen again.
Kaya it's time to upgrade with AutoDeal, an all-in-one platform for your car needs. Para sa sulit and wide selection of promos and trustworthy sales agent, sagot na ng AutoDeal yan. AutoDeal can bring you one tap closer to your dream car with more than 450 highly rated partner car dealers nationwide.
So, no need to worry for your next road trip. Visit autodeal.com.ph to get the best car deals. So, ito, last. Final thoughts and reflections about this topic. Ano? Ako muna. Ako, oh. Who says we're poor? We're not
the Philippines. Poor, yeah.
We're not poor.
The Philippines is not a poor country, but it is a country with many poor people.
Yes. But the rich, yung rich natin after this exchange, grabe pala yung mayayaman dito sa Pilipinas. I am astounded.
I am.
And hindi siya documented kasi. Tagu siya. Yung
bayad nila eh. Nawag silang i-document.
Yung media, oh. And also, wala tayong movies din nga na Eat the Rich. Kasi takot tayo.
Of course. Eh, because the rich fund the movies.
Exactly. Ang producers natin, yung sila mismo.
The rich people.
So, have you seen Made in Malacanang? Hindi ko pa napanood Made in Malacanang.
Yeah. Not interested. Oh. Pero, napapaisip kami niyan eh. Na parang, yesterday, my friend and I had a conversation. Oh. Na parang, ano na ba yung dream mo? Ako, to be honest, yung dream ko, na related dito, if only my financial rewards yung more meaningful jobs, like teachers.
Ay, oo. Oh. Bumbero.
Oo. Oh,
forest
bumbero,
rangers.
Nurses. Kung sila yung yayaman, I don't mind.
Tsaka wait, add ko dyan. Mahiling mo sabihin to. Mga garbage men.
Oh, basurero.
Basurero.
Diba? Security. Kung tataas, hindi, ito na lang. Government, ano?
Officials.
Employees.
Ah, correct.
Yung mga nasa LTO, yung mga…
Yes.
Yung mga nirereklamo natin na corrupt at kailangan suhulan, sana dumating sa point na…
Hindi na nila kailangan ng bribes.
Hindi nila kailangan ng bribes. Feeling ko, kapag tumaas yung sweldo or nagka-premium yung ganong mga trabaho, madaming more competent people… Or magiging dream yun ng mga bata na, ah, gusto ko maging nurse.
Ay, maganda yan.
Or, ah, gusto ko maging teacher.
Ako yung dream ko nga, yung mga estudyante na matatalino. Let's say, summa cum laude sa UP.
Oh.
Or sa Ateneo. Mm. Gusto ko maging basurero. Yun yung speech nila.
Or maging head. Oh, di ba?
Hindi talaga.
Dapat.
Or gusto ko maging farmer.
Oh, farmer. Fireman. Di ba? Like,
or teacher. Gusto ko maging public school teacher.
And sabi din, ano yan, sorry, related yan.
Kasi malaki na yung, mabubuhay ka sa sweldo ng basurero or ng teacher.
Eh, kaso mo, ano eh, lip service tayo na, your job is an honorable job. We'll show the honor through the paycheck.
Correct.
Diba? Or
preach.
Through, pero, related yan dun sa sinabi nung, ni Dan Giusti. Dati siyang chef sa Noma. Speaking of the menu.
Speaking of the menu
Noma,
and glass onion.
Yung Noma, magko-close na siya, diba? Nagjo-joke nga yung mga tao na parang, kasi ba napanood
yung
ni
menu,
Rene Redzep, ni nung head chef yung the menu. Kasi, I think based sa Noma yon. Yung the menu. Ang sabi nung ex-chef doon, si Dan Giusti, parang may post siya na, since Noma announced its closure, mas madami pa daw yung media na nag-get in touch sa kanya because he's an ex-Noma chef versus media getting in touch with him for the project that he is working on since he resigned.
Grabe.
And yung project niya ay Brigade. Yung Brigade ay, nag-resign siya sa Noma. Sobra siyang well-recognized na chef.
Tsaka mayaman na siya.
Mayaman na siya. Kasi gusto niyang i-improve yung public school lunches in the States. As in, sabi
wait,
niya…
Wait, States? Eh, Copenhagen siya, di ba?
Pumunta siya sa States. Kasi daw sa States yung worst yung lunches. So, parang sabi niya, if only good chef… Like, yung mga… aral na chefs, makakahanap ng recognition and sweldo, improving institutional food like public schools, hospitals.
Manda.
Hindi sila magre-resort to yung mga ano tawag, degustasyon, di ba? Bakit daw yung recognition nandun sa mga highfalutin experience versus sa institutional experience?
Fancy ano kasi… yung mga movies na binanggit natin, it's a war on Mr. Fancy Pants. Eh. Gets
yes.
Me? The Fancy Pants culture. Na fan yung mga crazy rich.
Hindi nga. Tsaka, di ba?
It's not for me.
May magandang tanong dun na parang, paano yumaman yung yung pamilya ni na Michelle Yeoh. Tapos parang yung explanation.
Paano nga ba ang explanation?
Explanation, parang isa sila sa first settlers ng Singapore. So parang,
landed.
So, inako nila yung mga lupa. They said, this is mine.
With a piece of paper.
Diba parang,
and an army of lawyers.
And that's not, and it's okay. Anyway.
Pero yan, grabe tong Crazy Rich Pinoy's phenomenon. Hindi siya masyadong discussed nga because nga, they live in secret. Tapos, they control the media. Pero fascinated tayo with the little glimpses we see on TikTok, on Instagram.
Oh.
Diba?
Because their life
with small
is beautiful.
Oh yeah, beautiful life.
Na iko-quote ko yung ano, yung isang episode ng White Lotus. May isang conversation doon na parang, what would you die for? Tapos sabi nung nalulugi na siya na ano, parang British aristocrat. May palace siya, pero nalulugi na siya. Kailangan na niyang ibenta yung palace niya.
Hmm.
Sabi niya, I will die for beauty.
Baka ganun.
And I will kill for beauty. Parang ganun.
Grabe. That's a good explanation.
Diba
why they live these lives.
Kasi maganda.
Masarap.
At saka, taken for granted natin yung effect ng beauty ah. Yung gusto ko bilhin kasi maganda.
Oh, feeling ko iba na rin yung mindset ng mga yun. Hindi na yung tipong, hindi na normal eh.
Oo eh.
Parang aliens na sila mag-isip.
And they comfort themselves by platitudes, i.e. glass onion, di ba? Na parang
inbreathiate. The word is inbreathiate.
Let's inbreathiate for a while. Na parang, di ba, baling may mga namatay na construction workers na baon dun sa
Cemento.
Maganda yung structure eh. Ganda yung architecture eh. Ganun na sila mag-isip.
Oo, tama.
Di ba? Parang,
parang mga aristocrats nga. Tsaka mga ano, pharaohs.
Ay nako, I don't know, monarchy is BS.
Which could inform my story about the Toreador Aswang.
Will you kill for beauty? Ano,
will you kill for art?
I will live for beauty and I will kill for beauty.
Pero siya, nasa biology niya bilang vampira.
Literal,
Aswang.
Literal
siya mamamatay siya kung hindi siya surrounded by art. So, thank you for that suggestion.
Anyway.
So yun, Podpals, I hope you enjoyed this episode about Crazy Rich Pinoys. Basahin nyo yung thread ko sa Facebook kung friend ko kayo. Or if not, sa Reddit, pwede rin naman.
I-call out nyo yung nanggaya
daw. Call out nyo, sabihin nyo.
Si Wincy Ong yung nagsulat.
Oo, nag-isip niyan. Hindi
I-avenge to. I-avenge nyo si Wincy.
Oo. Girahin, de loko lang. Whoever posted sa Reddit, thank you very much. Pero next time, please thank me.
Or at least, ano, I got this from Telebaba Tapes. Ganun.
Yes, advertise mo naman kami.
Advertise mo naman kami.
Nakawaan, mag-2,000, ano ka na eh. Comics
bitter pa din eh, no?
Hindi naman bitter. Natuwa rin ako. Kasi gaya-gaya Putumaya culture
but
naman tayo.
But ibig sabihin, nakompela siya dun sa ano, diba?
So yun, hope you enjoyed this episode. Do you have anecdotes about Crazy Rich Pinoy's
for sure,
experience?
For sure, parang sobrang tiny.
May kaklase ba kayo nun na super yaman? May office mate ba kayo? May kamag-anak ba kayo na super yaman? Tapos,
baka kayo yung super yaman.
Oh, kwento nyo, paano kayo kumain? Anong kama nyo kung natutulog kayo? Paano kayo mag-travel? Ilan ang yaya nyo? Ilan ang driver nyo?
Nagigilty ba kayo na mayaman kayo?
Paano kayo natutulog sa gabi without with all these thoughts?
Anyway,
now it's time for
Pam.
Pod Pal Answering Machine. This is for the episode Boundaries.
Pod Pal Answering Machine.
So, for the Boundaries episode, salamat sa lahat na nakinig at nag-share dahil pumasok na naman kami sa top 200 ng Spotify at around 100...
80 plus. 80, pwede na.
180 plus. Pasok pa rin, pero sana mas mataas next time. Loko lang.
Okay.
Demanding.
Okay. Okay.
Joke. So, ito may napili kami tungkol sa...
Well,
comment niya sa Boundaries.
Oo. Actually, nahirapan kaming pumili kasi most ng comments parang private sharing or more of questions, follow-up questions.
Because they were exercising their boundaries.
Oo, medyo parang inquiry siya. So, we feel hindi yun yung pam-pam. So, pumili kami ng isa. Isa lang muna kasi medyo mahaba.
Mahaba to and we cut it up in two.
Oo, so ako muna yung sabihin ko yung first half and then Wincy will tell the second half. So sabi niya, ito galing to sa Discord ano natin.
And sumali na kayo sa Discord namin para ma-feature kayo sa PAM.
Yes. So, ito sabi niya, "Hi, Miss CJ, Sir Wincy, and Podpals. Kakatapos ko lang pakinggan yung podcasts and now, yung podcast, and now, very timely sa akin yan na yung journal ko for this week since magre-reevaluate na ako ng mga boundaries in life. Hehe. Sidebar." Uy, ginagamit nila yung
Uy,
ano.
Salamat!
Sabi niya, "Sidebar, if you can remember, I was the one who made a compilation of all the podcasts episodes I've listened from your channel and put it in my journal when I posted it in the FB group."
Actually, we saw that. Sobrang yeah. ganda and super, super flattered
thoughtful,
kami. So, parang, super thoughtful mo.
Oh.
It was a beautiful piece of artwork, actually.
Yes.
Scrapbook artwork.
Sabi niya, "I wish I can make that a 2020... I wish I can make a 2023 version."
Uy, wait. Kung ano, kung nagawa niya yon, i-post niya rin para makita natin, di ba?
Yes.
If she wants lang. Pero
yes.
para ma-share natin.
Yes.
Magandang artwork niya eh.
Ayun. Sabi niya, anyway, since tapos siya sa sidebar, sabi niya, "Anyway, back to the topic, I just want to share that I belong to the population ng mga pamilya na walang sariling bedrooms at home and we are sleeping comfortably in a sala."
Wait, that we mentioned that. You
yes.
mentioned
kaya
that
nga,
na for some households, everything's communal.
Yes, ayun, nakarelate siya. "As a student and working from home, it is very challenging for me and it is so hard to set boundaries, lalo na sa mga bagay na meron ako. My siblings are at young ages. Normal na ma-curious sila sa mga nakikita nila sa desk ko, lalo na my hobbies are stationary things. There is one incident na may nawawala sa gamit ko and nalaman ko na hiniram pala ng younger sister ko."
Continued. "As a Gen Z na may anger issue sometimes, lol." Lahat tayo may anger issues, hindi lang Gen Z.
Mm-mm.
Don't worry. Lahat tayong Pinoy may anger issues kahit papaano.
Kahit sino.
"Nainis ako kasi hindi siya nagpaalam. Relate.
Mm-mm.
I told both my siblings that I do not want someone who touches my things or kahit ayusin or kahit gaano pakaklear yung intention sila. Ha ha ha. Good. That's setting boundaries.
Mm.
Sinabi ko sa kanila na I do not want to blame someone or accuse someone kapag may nawala. Kasi may tendency na ako na yung nakakalimot saan ko nilalagay mga gamit ko or ako talaga yung at fault." So, nami-misplace. Ang stationary pa naman ngayon, syempre, ang sarap tayo. We're guilty na tayong dalawa. We're stationary
freaks.
Pero
nagigets ko siya na huwag mo nalang galawin para at least kung may nawala, ako yung may kasalanan.
In fairness, hindi ko ginagalaw yung mga pencils mo. Or yung mga Copic markers mo.
Oo nga.
Diba?
Okay.
"I also said na kapag may nawala, kasi ginalaw mga gamit ko, wala akong ibang sisisiin kundi sila." Tama.
Tama siya.
"Sila lang. Dahil sila lang kasama ko sa bahay."
Tama naman.
"I also do not want to scold them or throw hurtful words at them."
Mm-hmm.
Yun. So we feel for you. Ako, we super feel for you. Kaming dalawa ni CJ are also much into the art world. Aside from digital art, nagta-traditional art din kami. And we have collections of pens, paper, sketchbooks.
Meron pa palang katuloy. Nalimutan kong i-paste. Pero Ghost, tuloy mo muna yung sinasabi mo.
So, nakaka-relate kami dyan kasi precious yung art materials eh.
Tsaka gumasis ka dun.
Oo. Kasi ano yun, kaligaya. Di ba pure joy yung pumunta ka sa National Bookstore or sa Art Bar tapos... Ito yung pen para sa akin.
Diba? And ako, pag ganyan, parang...
Ito yung Copic marker na shade na hinahanap ko.
Or pag ganyan, di ba, gusto mo ba? Kasi bibila na lang kita sa'yo. Huwag mo na lang kunin.
Pero I admire na, in-acknowledge niya na bata sila. And curious, especially, you've seen my pamangkins with my stationery and my pens, art pens, di ba?
Yeah.
Gigil sila mag-drawing.
Naku po, nasasaktan ako pag parang andiin tapos...
That's why I did a drawing workshop nung Christmas with my pamangkins. Anyway, continued.
Ayan, sabi niya, "Then I realized sometimes we set boundaries not to protect ourselves but to protect others as well and to prevent us from doing bad things or hurting others just because we address our needs in the way na they won't understand. From that day, wala nang nawawala sa gamit ko. Nung dahil nagpapaalam na talaga sila at wala na yung common sense na nasa iisang bahay lang naman kami. Kaya yung gamit mo ay gamit ko rin. And kapag may nawala, man, I ask them politely if nakita nila saan ko nilagay. Ayun lang, thank you very much for reading this podcast. Happy New Year.
Pero ako, Siege, before we end, yung nag-trigger sa akin na word dun sa shinare nito, nitong podpal na to, yung anger management issues. Especially, yung boundaries and anger management issues. Tama eh, di ba? Na parang, ang response mo, ang usual response natin if our boundaries are crossed is anger. Di ba? I want to ask, sa ating dalawa, ikaw yung mas aminado na may anger management issues. Can you give advice on controlling your anger or your anger, you have a right to be angry eh. When your boundaries are crossed.
Tsaka yung tantrum manipulative na
yun. Exactly. Oh. Ano yung mabibigay mong advice sa kanya for self-control when your boundaries are crossed? Kasi hindi natin na-discuss yan dun sa prior episode.
Yan pag nagagalit ako. Kasi, hindi ko alam kasi kung tama tong i-advise ko. But it works for me. And it works for you. Kasi very assertive nga ako. Tsaka hindi assertive. Sorry pa edit. I think I'm very direct. And I'm very confrontational. So, when I am angry, bibigyan ko yung sarili ko ng a bit of time. Siguro, let's say, 10 minutes before I speak up. Then I say it. Hindi ko siya pinapatagal though. Kasi kapag pinapatagal ko siya, nagiging resentment siya. Tapos may maaalala ka pang case from the past. Iungkatin mo pa yon, mag-create ka na ng patterns.
Na narrative sa utak.
Oh, lalaki na yung, ano, yung problema. And it helps, I think it helps, wording talaga, communication skills challenge siya, na it helps if you, kahit na galit ka, kahit na disappointed ka, sabihin mo dun sa person, disappointed ka dun sa ginawa nila, hindi sa kanila. Para less personal siya. Like, kunwari, Wincy, hindi ko nagustuhan na tumawag ka sa akin na naka-speakerphone yung friends mo. Which happened to us, di ba?
Oh, yeah.
Di ba? Hindi, sana, sabi ko, sana next time. Tapos may plan of action. Na parang,
and I cross your boundaries. Kasi privacy mo yun eh.
Oo, parang sana next time, kung gusto mong i-speaker ako to your friends, sabihin mo sa text na, tawag ako.
Gusto kang i-greet ng
gusto friends. Gusto kang i-kausapin ng friends ko, naka-speakerphone ka, wag mo ako gulatin. Ganon. So, pero hindi ko sinabing, Wincy, galit ako sa'yo. Mas parang, Wincy, hindi, I don't feel comfortable with what you did. Ganon. Para hindi.
And ako, aminado naman ako. I cross your boundaries. Your privacy, actually.
Oh.
Your boundaries for privacy. It was breached when I did that stupid thing.
Oh. Pero, nagigets ko naman yung intention. Na-excite ka kasi probably sinabi ng friends mo.
Uy, gusto naman namin marinig si CJ.
Yon. I mean, ganon.
Hindi, pero ito, to our Pam sender, good job. Hindi, the way it ended, you solved it on your own.
Oo nga, good job.
With
yun.
So much self-control, with so much empathy.
And awareness. And consideration. Especially, ang ganda nung nagagets niyang bata pa yung mga kapatid niya.
Hindi, pero gets ko rin naman yung anger issues. Kasi ito, what if, let's say, itong sender na to, pinag-ipunan. Hindi, ito, art materials now. I mean,
it's so expensive.
It's not, wala na tayo dun sa Miranda Bookstore.
Or National.
National Bookstore era. Hindi, maski National, mahal na eh.
Mahal eh.
There are pens now that cost 150 pesos.
And most likely, based on experience, yung ibang family members mo, hindi nila alam bakit 150 pesos yung pen na yun.
Hindi, tsaka diba minsan yung parang, ay, may kailang isulat si mami.
Uh-huh.
Ay, may o-order ng ano, something. Or may kailang isulat sa greeting card. Ay, to, okay na to. Tapos kinuha yung ano.
Yung Stedler. Point one. Ay, mami.
Magkano yun?
Uh-huh.
Masakit na 120, uh-huh. Diba? Uh-huh. Yun. Art supply appreciators kami ni CJ. We super get you.
Oh, kasi hindi mo rin masisisi yung mga kapamilya mo. Kasi hindi rin naman nila alam talaga.
Well, masisisi ko yung dad mo. Alam niya yung presyo nun.
Oh, hindi naman ginagawa kasi nun.
Oo nga.
Actually, daddy ko pa yung una. Oh, wag yan, mahal yan. Ganon siya.
Tsaka pasalubong ko sa dad mo palagi whenever we go abroad. Art supplies.
Oh, yun. Ganon. Yung daddy ko, isa yun sa parang, nasan yung brush ko? Ganon. Yun.
Ayun. Anyway. So, thanks. Anyway. So, guys, we have another announcement to make.
Hello, mga pod pals. Yes, we'll be having our 100th episode soon.
100 episodes. Seryoso? Parang kailan lang, ha?
Yep. And we want to celebrate this milestone with all of you, our awesome pod pals listeners.
Yes, yes, syempre. So for our 100th episode, we'll be having this special called Itelebabad Mo Kaya?
Oh, inspired by
none other than Ma'am Charo Santos. We'll be reading your greetings, personal stories, questions, kahit ano na gusto nyong i-share.
Yeah, so record yourselves using your phone or any device. Diba? I mean, we send voice messages to each other naman sa chat kapag di na naman tayo mag-type. Anyway, record yourself using your phone or any device and send your sound files to thetelebabadtapes@gmail.com. So, merong the sa start. Again, thetelebabadtapes@gmail.com with the subject line TMK and your ano ba, pen name. Yon. So, for example, TMK dash
Kevin.
Sabi ko nga pen name eh. Wala bang parang ano, parang GeoCities email. Kunwari, TMK
Ninja Dolphin.
Oo, ganon. Okay, next.
Now, make sure guys, maganda ang recording ha. Record in a quiet room. Huwag yep. naman habang nagko-commute or nasa traffic kayo.
Yep. Send it to us and we'll be choosing some entries for our 100th episode. And probably in the future, if this pans out, if yep. ma-enjoy nyo tong Itelebabad Mo Kaya.
And also, hindi namin babasahin. Maririnig nyo yung sarili nyong boses dun sa episode namin.
Pero kung gusto nyo parang i-witness protection program warping sound namin kayo, i-note nyo na lang sa email.
I-note nyo sa email.
Yes.
So, thanks again and send in your entries. And who knows, baka ma-feature pa kayo sa Itelebabad Mo Kaya.
Yun. So, share-share lang kayo. So, same Telebabad time, same Telebabad channel.
As always, TMK, send it now.
Yep. Bye.
So, that's it. Hope you enjoyed our podcast.
If you like our podcast, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or basically anywhere you get your podcasts.
And join our private Facebook group and extend the conversation. Just search Telebabad Tapes.
Same Telebabad time?
Same Telebabad channel.
Bye!
This podcast is powered by Podcast Network Asia. For more info on the shows and the network, visit podcastnetwork.asia.
And PodMachine, the simplest way to grow and edit your podcast. Sign up now to podmachine.com and try it for free. To get one free episode credit upon subscribing, use our code TELEBABAD.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.